Thank you very much. My comment to your suggestion, Madam Oko, will be that, I mean, this is the chapter with the summary of the debate, and if you look at the other paragraphs, we have very little footnotes. I think that would be probably more useful for the commentary, where we'll certainly will have to address this issue. So if you would be so kind, and I'm looking at the special rapporteur to save those save those references so that then we can enrich the commentary, because it's not usual. And if you see, there's only one or two footnotes, which is very precise, and not certainly to case law in the summary of the debates. So we'll keep that for the commentary. So on the proposals, we have the first one, which would be to add, when we have the phrase that starts, members broadly agree that the subsidiary means mentioned in Article 38, paragraph 1D of the Statute of the International Court of Justice were not exhaustive, and that the Commission should elaborate on possible additional subsidiary means for the determination, that would be the new addition, for the determination of rules of international law other than those included in such category. So this would be the first change, and I think the Secretariat has got it. Thank you. Then the second change would be in the following phrase, some members agreed with the Special Rapporteur that unilateral acts of states capable of creating binding legal obligations should not be considered as subsidiary means, full stop. We would erase, delete the phrase that reads as they would have a binding nature. I see Mr. Forteau is on this one. Yes, please.